Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Mishneh brings us two parenthetical notes about the things that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. We mentioned that the Kohen Gadol brings the Ketores, and we specifically said that he brings the Ketores after Zrikas Adam, after throwing the blood of the Korban Tamid on the Mizbeach, but before bringing the limbs on the Mizbeach, for burning the limbs on the Mizbeach. And so Mishnah tells us, Ketores Shel Shachar, in the morning, the Ketores was brought, Ha'isa Kireva, Bein Dam Le'Evarim. It was brought between the Zrikas Adam and the Haktaras Evarim, after the blood is thrown on the Mizbeach, but before the limbs are burned on the Mizbeach. However, that's only true in the morning. The Bein Harbaim in the afternoon, because of course there's a Tamid in the afternoon, the late afternoon as well. In that case, Bein Evarim Linesachim. In that case, the Ketores is not brought between the Zrikas Adam and the burning of the Evarim. It's brought after the burning of the Evarim, but before the Nesachim, before the pouring of the wine and the burning of the flour and the oil. So that's a kind of a difference between the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. Parenthetical number two, note number two, is we talked about the Kohen Gadol having to go into the mikveh, and he's going to go into the mikveh five times over the course of the day. Now, water can get very, very cold. Yom Kippur is, depending on the time of the year, it can be in October. Some years it's even in kind of late October, and it can be quite chilly, especially early in the morning when the sun hasn't quite risen yet. And so, im haya kohen gadol zaken o istinus, if the kohen gadol was elderly, or was particularly pampered, as was certainly the case with many of the kohenim gadolim in the second base of Mikdash, so it would be very difficult for him to dip into this freezing cold mikvah. And therefore, mechamen lo chamen, so before Yom Kippur, they would heat water. So there would be hot water that was heated from before Yom Kippur. Umatilin sochat sonen, and they would pour this hot water into the cold mikvah, kadesha tafuk tinasan, to kind of temper the cold of the water. It wouldn't quite heat it. There wasn't enough hot water to heat the mikvah, actually. But it would at least temper the cold. And that way it wouldn't be quite so difficult and or painful for him to go to the mikvah these five times that he used to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur.